Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination, and it's an important moment for the city of Dallas. In the 1960s, after the president's murder, Dallas became known around the world as the City of Hate, a magnet for the extremes of the conservative movement at the time. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, Dallas wants to use tomorrow's anniversary to prove the city has changed.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra practices for its four upcoming concerts, celebrating the life and mourning the death of the 35th President of the United States. Renowned conductor Jaap van Zweden is taking his musicians through Beethoven's Eroica Symphony.
Jonas, so much better. Thank you for that sound. Yes, really nice. It'll be really nice. Need it.
If the world would like to see evidence that Dallas is no longer the city of hate, look no further than this stage. Here, a Dutch conductor leads an orchestra of black, white, Hispanic, and Asian musicians, men and women, for whom the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination is not an occasion for regret and shame, but a canvas upon which they will express their fondest hopes and deepest fears for the country and themselves.
You know, cities grow and cities change.
Jonathan Martin is the CEO of the Dallas Symphony.
One of the things that I hope that this week will show the world is that the Dallas of 2013 is not the Dallas of 1963.
If Dallas is now in a completely different place, that doesn't mean it wasn't a long road to get here.
Well, on the morning of November 22nd, I went out to get the newspaper.
Dallas native Lawrence Wright is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who wrote the groundbreaking book about Al-Qaeda, The Looming Tower. Wright was a sophomore at Woodrow Wilson High School when President Kennedy came to town.
And there was on our doorstep this flyer that said, wanted for treason, and it had pictures of President Kennedy, full face and profile.
The day Kennedy arrived at Dallas Love Field, the front page of the Dallas Morning News was bordered in black. The right-wing radicals and John Birchers who dominated the city despised Kennedy. The president's brother and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy was using the Justice Department to advance the cause of civil rights. And JFK wanted to reduce or even eliminate subsidies for the oil industry, which infuriated the Dallas oil men.
Segment 1.
Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination, and it's an important moment for the city of Dallas. In the 1960s, after the president's murder, Dallas became known around the world as the City of Hate, a magnet for the extremes of the conservative movement at the time. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, Dallas wants to use tomorrow's anniversary to prove the city has changed.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra practices for its four upcoming concerts, celebrating the life and mourning the death of the 35th President of the United States.
Segment 2.
Renowned conductor Jaap van Zweden is taking his musicians through Beethoven's Eroica Symphony.
Jonas, so much better. Thank you for that sound. Yes? Really nice. It'll be really nice. Need it.
If the world would like to see evidence that Dallas is no longer the city of hate, look no further than this stage. Here, a Dutch conductor leads an orchestra of black, white, Hispanic, and Asian musicians, men and women, for whom the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination is not an occasion for regret and shame, but a canvas upon which they will express their fondest hopes and deepest fears for the country and themselves.
Segment 3.
You know, cities grow and cities change.
Jonathan Martin is the CEO of the Dallas Symphony.
One of the things that I hope that this week will show the world is that the Dallas of 2013 is not the Dallas of 1963.
If Dallas is now in a completely different place, that doesn't mean it wasn't a long road to get here.
Well, on the morning of November 22nd, I went out to get the newspaper.
Dallas native Lawrence Wright is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who wrote the groundbreaking book about Al-Qaeda, The Looming Tower. Wright was a sophomore at Woodrow Wilson High School when President Kennedy came to town.
Segment 4.
And there was on our doorstep this flyer that said wanted for treason, and it had pictures of President Kennedy full face and profile.
The day Kennedy arrived at Dallas Love Field, the front page of the Dallas Morning News was bordered in black. The right-wing radicals and John Birchers who dominated the city despised Kennedy. The president's brother and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy was using the Justice Department to advance the cause of civil rights, and JFK wanted to reduce or even eliminate subsidies for the oil industry, which infuriated the Dallas oil men.